Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community. We would like to thank the following sponsor.
Hi, my name is Zach Davis, and I'm the director of a ministry called Unstoppable Media. Now, you might be saying, ministry and media, what does that mean? Well, our mission is to inspire people to Christ through songs and stories of hope. Well, here at Unstoppable Media, we want to help people stir up their expectation in God again. Believers to hook on to hope, the hope that is in Christ and the fact that eternal salvation is ours in Him. And one day I have good news for you. One day Jesus Himself will come back on a white horse and He's going to set everything right and He's going to make all things new. Would you join us on our mission of hope?
For more information on how you can support Unstoppable Media, please visit their website at unstoppablegmr.org.
Here is our host, Kristen Engelkay.
Hi, and thank you for joining us for South Haven Business Beat. I'm your host, Kristen Engelkay, and we want to welcome you for another episode. We are all about promoting small business and local businesses right here in our South Haven and surrounding communities. And beyond that, we also are always wanting to educate and encourage any of our viewers about the different things that are going on in our city, whether it be through schooling or through legal updates, business law, and even with our local government and such. And today I have the pleasure of welcoming one of the representatives for the University of Mississippi DeSoto campus. With me today is Mr. Daniel Christian, and he is the admissions coordinator for the University of Mississippi DeSoto. Mr. Daniel, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kristen. Happy to be here. Thank you.
Yes. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and how you came to be with the university?
Absolutely. So, my name is Daniel Christian. I am an alum of the university. I graduated 2004. So I had that love of the university kind of as a student already. And so after I graduated, I went and did grad school at another school. And after I graduated grad school, had an opportunity at the Tupelo campus of the university. I actually grew up in Tupelo, Mississippi. That's my hometown, where I graduated high school. And so there was an opportunity in admissions and recruitment there at the university, the regional campus in Tupelo. I'd gotten into university recruitment and graduate school recruitment in grad school at Delta State when I was there. And so I knew a little bit about recruiting and working with students. So when that opportunity opened up, I really felt like it's in my hometown and I really have to go for it. So that was in 2007 that I started with the university. In 2010, I transitioned over to the DeSoto Regional Campus, and I have been there since and have been loving it. Blessed to work with some really special people and work with really great students. So it's just a really enjoyable experience and very rewarding at the same time.
That's incredible. I can definitely second that notion on the fact that you work with some incredible people. Ms. Casey Dixon is actually one of our foundation board of directors. So she's been a longtime chamber member as well. So we love having her as an ambassador and now on our foundation board.
She's great. So, I've known Casey for years. She and I actually graduated high school together.
You've got some stories.
I've known her for a while. Yeah. She's a really talented, really unique, and just really smart and nice person. So.
Wonderful. Well, let's jump right in. I want to know a little bit of history about the university itself and what it started out like. Sure. At the DeSoto Center.
What a lot of people don't realize is that the university has actually been offering classes in South Haven since the early 70s, as a matter of fact. So what used to be Northwest, that is now City Hall, they used to offer classes in that building. So it's gone back a long way in its history in DeSoto County. In 1996, that's when the more formal 2+2 partnership between Ole Miss and Northwest kind of came to fruition when they opened the DeSoto Center campus, which is where we are housed now with Northwest out off Church Road. So in 1996, that partnership was open and the campus opened with a few degree offerings. And it's kind of just grown ever since into the number of, we have about 16 degree programs that we do now. And so it has been kind of an evolving partnership between the university and DeSoto County. And we feel blessed to be here. We're blessed to have this partnership with Northwest to serve DeSoto County citizens, to help them meet their educational goals. And so we're happy that we've been doing it for almost 50 years now.
That's absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
I knew that Northwest had their original campus back in the day, just down the road here in the West End District. Right. And I didn't realize that their partnership with Ole Miss went back that far as well.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Yeah. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit more about that 2+2 program you were talking about?
Sure. So the idea behind the 2+2 program is that if a student would prefer to complete their degree close to home, or maybe they just like a smaller campus environment. Sometimes students, University of Mississippi is considered about a mid-sized university, and there are probably around 20,000 students on our Oxford campus, but sometimes that can be just a little overwhelming for some students. They prefer a small environment.
20,000 is considered mid-sized.
Just about, yeah. There are some, there's some big schools out there. Yeah, absolutely. But so, but sometimes that can be a little much. So students maybe like a small environment. Or again, some of the students that we serve need to work while they go to school as well, and it is asking a little too much to have them consider leaving their job. Often they have family, and they can't uproot their family to move closer to a main campus. So that's why we're here. So with the 2+2 partnership, the idea is that if a student needs to enter their college experience as a freshman with 0 credit hours, they can start with Northwest and get their freshman and sophomore courses, all of them 100% in South Haven for several different programs that they can get at Northwest, including a lot of online courses that they can do for people that really need the flexibility around work and family. So they have the opportunity to start there, get those freshman and sophomore courses. Then the other side of the 2+2, that back two, is us. So we offer the junior and senior level courses to allow a student to wrap up the bachelor's degree. And sometimes there's a little confusion because students think that they're doing a little bit different degree than what they might do with the main campus. Well, it's the same exact degree that someone would do on our main campus. So when somebody graduates from University of Mississippi DeSoto, they're not earning a University of Mississippi DeSoto degree. It is a University of Mississippi degree. Their diploma on the wall will say University of Mississippi. And it is the same degree that someone would earn if they were on the main campus. We like, our slogan that we like to use is Ole Miss Education, South Haven location. It's the same thing, just in a different place, a little bit different experience than the main campus experience in several different ways. So it's an opportunity for students to, with 0 college credit, start at Northwest, freshman and sophomore courses with them, junior, senior courses with us in about 16 different degree programs, and finish a Ole Miss degree 100% in South Haven, close to home, close to work, close to family, and all the benefits that go with it.
Wow. Okay. So 16 different programs. Tell me a little bit about a few of those.
Yeah.
What are some of the most popular ones?
Sure. So our most popular programs are always, elementary education is one of our top programs. Then we also have 4 business degrees that we offer in management, marketing, management information systems, and general business. And then accounting is a big degree for us as well. Ole Miss actually offers a nationally elite accounting program. It's usually ranked in the top 5, top 6 in the nation year in and year out. So it's a pretty unique opportunity that you can do a nationally elite program here in South Haven. And that degree program will open opportunities nationwide, frankly, but if somebody wants to stay close to home and continue to work in DeSoto County, they're going to have that opportunity with any of our degrees. Basically, a quick rundown of our degrees, again, accounting, those 4 business degrees. We offer 3 criminal justice degrees in Homeland Security, Corrections, and Law Enforcement. The elementary ed degree that I alluded to also. Integrated Marketing Communications, if someone would like to do something like this and embrace content creation and social media, that program embraces those in a way that combines it with journalism and business. They have a business minor built into that IMC degree to get somebody ready to go out into the business world if they want to use those skills. So really unique degree there that we have as well. Another very just a growing degree for us is multidisciplinary studies. This is a very unique degree where a student can build their own degree experience with 3 minor areas instead of 1 major area. So let's say if there's a student who maybe went to school several years ago, went to school for a while, and they've kind of built up credit in a lot of different areas. Maybe they changed their major a few times, and they just don't know what to do with that degree. Well, that degree, multidisciplinary studies, allows them to choose three minor areas so that they can pull credit from a few different places and kind of put it together to create a unique package, and with a lot of flexibility for online coursework as well. So that one is really growing in popularity for us also. We also offer degrees in social work, which is a great opportunity for students. Because there are so many different things that people can do with a social work degree. You know, unfortunately, a lot of times when people think about a social work degree, the first thing they think of is, well, I don't want to split up families. I don't want to do that. And sometimes that's the hard part of that degree, but there's a lot of different things people can do with that that has nothing to do with having to go into the people's homes. People can use that in the healthcare environment as well. So a lot of opportunities with that. Also, we have a paralegal studies degree. It's just called law studies paralegal now. And then also psychology. And then there's other degrees that students can work on at our campus that maybe they just can't finish 100% there. Like if somebody wanted to do a degree in secondary education, they could work on those degrees in South Haven. Maybe they have to take a few classes on the main campus in Oxford. But really, those are the degrees that we offer. And so, again, we are proud that we have the opportunity to give someone this chance to get their degree in South Haven. Again, these are the exact same programs that someone would take on the main campus, just in a different place.
I had no idea that you could do so many different things, even on the South Haven campus. And I've been involved, and I know a lot about the different things. We interact with Northwest quite a bit. My middle son is actually a graduate from Northwest. He's decided to take an internship instead of going to that next level right now, because after his internship, they'll pay for his other two, but more than likely y'all will see him after a while.
Fantastic.
I know that we had talked before and you had mentioned something about undergraduate degrees. Can you tell me a little bit about that and what that looks like?
Sure. So for the undergraduate degree, sometimes people get a little confused by the language. Undergraduate basically just indicates a bachelor's degree program. So those are the programs that I listed a second ago are the bachelor's programs that we offer. Mm-hmm. So those would be our undergraduate experience that would start with Northwest and then continue on with us. Now, we also have the opportunity, we're also there to serve students maybe if they did not start with Northwest. Now, if I talk to someone, if they come into my office and they say, well, I've never gone to college before, what do I need to do? Well, then I always tell them, hey, look, let's go talk to our partners at Northwest. Let's get you ready to go ahead and start this thing so we can kind of get your plan moving forward. But I do have other students that will come and talk to me that maybe they went to a different university. One thing about DeSoto County and how much it has just grown over the years means that we have people that have moved here from other states, other regions, and sometimes they have college credit at other places that they've been to. We can serve those people as well. So I will have people come in and bring to me copies of their out-of-state transcripts for me to look over. And we're absolutely here to serve those people also. And sometimes if those people need a little extra work, then we get them plugged right into Northwest to get them ready to go ahead and get those junior, senior years for us. So, yes, that's the 15 or 16 programs that we have in undergraduate bachelor's degrees. Those are kind of the ones that I listed earlier. Then we do also have opportunities for degrees beyond the undergraduate bachelor's degrees as well.
Okay. So the graduate degrees, mm-hmm. What does that mean? What is the difference between that and these the undergrad degrees with people moving in and getting new things and stuff?
Yeah, fantastic question. It is a differentiation that we have to be careful to make, because graduate programs do indicate master's degree and higher. So again, sometimes people are a little confused by the language of that. We people that work in higher education, we're just used to that. So undergraduate, bachelor's degree, graduate, master's or higher. So we can also serve people if they were wanting to move on past the bachelor's degree as well. We have a few graduate programs. Most of our graduate programs are in education. So a strong one that we have is our master's degree program in K-12 leadership. So that's for people that are planning to go in administration in either elementary or in the secondary level. if they're wanting to get on the route to be a assistant or vice principal or be a principal, that program allows them to do that. And it's a really strong program that they can finish here in South Haven. So it's a great opportunity for any of our educators that are thinking about their future in their career to be able to do that program close to home is a really good opportunity. And be able to do it with locally with professors who are here to serve them. You know, a lot of times, a lot of people look at opportunities to do online programs at different schools and everything. But you have to consider sometimes if you do those online programs at the graduate experience, you're missing out on a lot of that, interaction with professors who have built their careers in the same way. So that's one good, that's a fantastic part about our degree that we do in that K-12 leadership here in South Haven is just that guidance by the professors that are really there to kind of just hone in on how to help these people take the next step in their career. There is also, there's some online graduate programs like an online master's degree in criminal justice that students can do as well. And then they could also work on like a master's if they're in education. If they're in education and they wanted to work on a master's degree in maybe their content area, like elementary education, then that's an opportunity for people as well. For instance, if there were an elementary education teacher who, let's say, they are pretty new, maybe they're only a year into it, or maybe let's say they're starting their first year, they could work on their master's in elementary education in their certification area while they're building up their minimum 2 years full-time experience. Then after the minimum 2 years full-time experience, they could then pursue what we call a specialist degree. A specialist degree is kind of the degree that bridges the gap between the master's and then either the doctoral degree, either the PhD or the EdD. But that specialist degree, someone could actually do their specialist in the administration track if they want to. So that gives educators the opportunity to build their expertise in their field and also, frankly, to add their credentials that they need for the to get higher up on the pay scale as well. I mean, that's important too. We always want to help people get the content knowledge that they need, but to make it worth their while to earn more pay, that's an added bonus as well. So yes, we do have some of those graduate programs that we can help people with if they've already got that bachelor's in place, but they're maybe looking or have considered about taking the next step to that.
I am honestly a little bit blown away by all of this. This is so much more than what I ever realized that was offered here on our own local campuses. I want to talk more about the different programs and stuff that you offer, but we're going to take just a break for just a minute. We need to go and thank our sponsors of the South Haven Business Beat because we couldn't do what we do without our loyal sponsors and the people that help promote this podcast. So y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. You don't want to miss a single minute with our friends here with University of Mississippi. So
Pure Focus Media exists to make high-quality media accessible to all businesses, regardless of their size or budget. We believe that every business deserves to have its story told with clarity and creativity, and we are here to bring that vision to life. Make your next event unforgettable with the Follow app. Connect instantly, stay organized, and never miss an opportunity. Ditch the business cards. Go digital with the Follow app. Network effectively, exchange contacts seamlessly, and grow your business. The Follow app, transforming the way professionals connect at events. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Kristen Engelke.
Welcome back to South Haven Business Beat. I'm Kristen Engelke, and we are here with the University of Mississippi DeSoto admissions coordinator, Mr. Daniel Christian. And we were talking before about the undergraduate and graduates programs and things. And I know that you have a lot of other programs that a lot of people may not know about. One of them that I love that I've recently talked a little bit more about with Casey is that you guys have a lifelong learner program. I said it right.
Lifelong learner. Yeah.
Okay.
It is a really, really cool opportunity. So the Lifelong Learner Program is basically for anyone age 65 and over, okay? So if anybody is in that age range, then they can come and take a class at University of Mississippi, the DeSoto campus, for for free. There is no charge for it. Now, they, if there is a book assigned for the class or something like that, then yeah, they might have to get those materials. But they can, they even have the option, if they want to take those classes for credit, they can do that. But if you just have someone who, you know, at the university, we like to develop this love of learning throughout the lifetime. So that's why we call it lifelong learners. So if you just have somebody who is just has a curious mind and they like to take a United States history class or some world history class, or maybe they just like sociology, or maybe they love literature and they want to take a literature class, then we have that there for them. It's a very simple process. There's about one page of paperwork that's got to be done to do it. And then we're here to help them through that process of processing the paperwork, getting registered for the class and everything. It's a pretty simple process if somebody wants to do it, but a really unique opportunity to serve the people in our community and it, for people age 65 and over who just want to learn more about anything that we have. If they can get in the course, then we're there to help them with it. And so we do have people that take advantage of it and have really enjoyed it. And there's several students that we who take part in our lifelong learners that we know by a first name basis that come back to us semester after semester because they enjoy it so much. And we just love having them as well. So we encourage anybody, if you're in that age range, 65 or over, please contact us to find out more about that, because we would love to have more people take advantage of it.
I am super excited about that Lifelong Learner program. I know that several of my parents or people that they associate with, my dad is major history, all the things, Civil War, that stuff. Right. He's into all that stuff. So having that opportunity and being able to have this platform to tell people about it makes me really excited.
It's a really cool chance for people. I mean, the really great thing about Ole Miss's partnership with Northwest and the 2+2 partnership and being here in South Haven, what a lot of people even within South Haven don't realize is that a person could go from preschool through their master's degree and then even after they've retired, if they want to continue taking more courses without ever leaving the city of South Haven or DeSoto County and complete their entire collegiate career and everything all right here. It's a really fantastic opportunity that I just wish more people knew was out there for them.
So we've talked about all the undergrad, graduate, and even now this lifelong learning program. So that's no cost to them. What about the other scholarships, financial aid? Yeah. Because that's a huge thing. That is a major investment for your education, which it's worth every penny. But I know that people's pennies are hard to come by sometimes. What kind of scholarship programs do y'all have to bring them into the next level?
Absolutely. We recognize that the cost of higher education is a concern. And so there's a lot of talk about that, you know, at the national level as well right now. And especially in an economy where people's, as you alluded to, where people's dollars have to go as far as they can. So another great opportunity with our partnership is the scholarship opportunities that are out there for students of any age, frankly. What's great is that Northwest has their own scholarships and we have our own scholarships. So if a student is able to, there are students that are able to get scholarships for when they start at Northwest for those freshman and sophomore years. And then we have transfer scholarships. So what's great is a student can start at Northwest and just do really well, keep a really good, a really high GPA, and then come to us. And basically we have enough scholarships to where they could get everything paid for their last 2 years. And Northwest has enough where they can get everything paid for their first two years. So there are opportunities for students to, if they want to work hard for it and earn a good GPA, then if they're willing to put in the work, they can reap the financial benefits for it. Okay. And that's what's also great about our 2+2 partnership here. You can take a student who maybe didn't have the best experience in high school and those first years at Northwest, well, this is a clean slate. This is a new start for that person. And if they want to put in the work to do it, then it's going to pay off later on. And that's what I like to tell students when they're early on in their experience at Northwest of like, hey, let's concentrate on keeping this. Let's work as hard as we can to keep this GPA up, because here's what I've got for you. We have enough scholarships that, including some that are automatic, that a student does not even have to apply for. We have one scholarship that if a student has just at least a 3.0 transfer GPA when they make that transition over to us from Northwest or another school, frankly, but especially from Northwest, then if they've got that 3.0, there's an automatic scholarship that's worth $2,000 that kicks in, no questions asked. Every person that qualifies will get that. And that is almost half of their tuition with that one scholarship. And then we have enough that they can stack on top of that. We have a really great opportunity for Phi Theta Kappa students. Phi Theta Kappa is the kind of the big high-end honor society for community college students. It's the most well-renowned honor society around the world, frankly. But if a student is a member of Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society and they come to us, they get an extra $1,000 a semester scholarship if they have at least a 3.25 transfer GPA. But at 3.5 or higher, that's where students can really get the most, because they can get two automatic scholarships, including Phi Theta Kappa. And then we even have our own regional campus scholarships as well. We have one that's worth an extra $1,000 a semester for four semesters if a student has the 3.5 or higher. And if they can get their application in on time and their recommendation letter and everything, they're pretty much going to get the scholarship. We also have a really unique scholarship for first-generation students like me, meaning if neither of their parents hold a bachelor's degree, we have a first-generation scholarship for students that's worth $1,000 for their first two semesters. And they just have to take a course that's like a transfer success course that we teach every semester. And we also have some more competitive scholarships on that. We're really blessed in DeSoto County with our 2+2 foundation scholarships. These are scholarships that have been created either by businesses or foundations in DeSoto County, or even by families in DeSoto County that have generously donated money and created scholarships for our students that have live in DeSoto County and have come through the 2+2 partnership. And those vary in different amounts, but that's through the generosity of families and businesses in our community that we're able to offer those scholarships. And then we even have, there's a really prestigious scholarship at the university called the Lyceum Scholarship. It's actually worth full tuition for four semesters. It's a fantastic opportunity. And now it really looks highly on students who have a background of leadership and service. So we tell students when they're in their first couple of years, be thinking about ways that you can take leadership roles on. Kind of look at what you're doing either in your place of employment or your place of worship or in the community, ways that you can be involved as a leader, because there's scholarships that honor leadership like that as well. What's really great about us and our scholarships, I mean, not only do we have a diverse range of scholarships to serve students, frankly, at almost all GPA levels, a student does not have to be a straight A student to get scholarships with us. We have some scholarships that a student can get with at least a 2.5 GPA. A student just has to have at least a 2.0 to get admitted. But if they got just a little bit higher GPA at 2.5, they can get scholarship money with us. But what's also unique about us is not only the range of scholarships that we have, is that they have the ability to stack these scholarships. Not all transfer institutions will let you do that. They may only let you get awards up to a certain amount. But students, if they come to us and they are high-performing students, they have the ability to get multiple of these scholarships and stack them together. Plus, depending on if they are eligible for federal Pell Grant money through the FAFSA or MTAG, Mississippi Tuition Assistance Grant for Mississippi residents, grant money from the federal and state can also stack with our scholarships. So if a student, you know, if depending on if they qualify for any grant money, if they have a high enough GPA, not only can they get everything paid for, they can even stack scholarships above and beyond what tuition costs. And that's a really fantastic benefit to entice people to work as hard as they can. So again, not only can you finish a degree here and do it in a way that makes it meaningful for you and makes it possible for you to balance school with life, you can also do it, if you're willing to put the work in, you can also do it for little to no cost as well. And that's really great. I mean, I've seen some really fantastic stories of our students that have come in, been top-notch students, and have not had to worry at all about paying for school. And that's what I tell students all the time. When you can graduate from here knowing that you have not had to either pay out of pocket or hopefully go into debt to do this, I try to make them understand. You're not going to understand until you graduate how much of a relief that's going to be, knowing that you're not going to have to start repaying a loan as soon as you graduate. So I always encourage students as early as I can, hey, if you're starting this journey, if you're starting your college degree, then work as hard as you can to keep those grades up. I know everybody's usually going to try their best, but if they can really put the work into it, then it can really pay dividends. And then they can really set themselves up nicely for after they graduate, not having to worry about the money part of it is a really big bonus.
That's incredible. I know that we have a partnership with the Brown Missionary Baptist Church. They have their youth initiative where they send students to be able to be mentees and interns over the summer for them to gain experience in different industries. And one of the little girls that we had 2 years ago now is at Northwest, and she was able to have those scholarship opportunities and all of that. And I know that made a huge difference. And she is an incredibly bright and wonderful young lady. So she is loving the college life, and she's doing so at the DeSoto campus. I think she even works part-time in their office, if I'm not mistaken. And having that opportunity is huge, and a huge peace of mind to the parents that are having to do these things.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
One of the questions that we always tend to ask everyone as they come in as a visitor is, how has your relationship with the chamber benefited or offered you a platform that you didn't have before? I can kind of lean in and answer that a little bit for you anyway, because like I said earlier, that Miss Casey is on our foundation board.
Right.
The dean at Northwest DeSoto, Dr. Keith Reed, he is on our chamber board of directors. Mm-hmm. And the two of them were an integral part of helping build the curriculum and get our leadership program under the foundation just off the ground. And we've had our first round of graduates from that. So from that aspect of it, of them being able to take their knowledge, their expertise, and their passion and pour into a whole nother generation and a whole nother area to build up these leaders. Because once they're done with their college, once they're done with Northwest, Ole Miss, and they're ready to get into that workforce, we want them to continue as well with that education and building those leadership opportunities. Because you never stop learning.
Absolutely. And the chamber is just absolutely integral to our mission of trying to make people aware of what we do here. We could not do it without the chamber's assistance, because we've just seen how much DeSoto County has grown, and we have to have a voice like the chamber's to help us reach people and know what's out there. Opportunities like what we're doing right now is huge for us, because there's still so many people in DeSoto County that we want to reach to make them aware of what we have to offer them. Without the chamber's help, we could not do that. So we're so blessed to have the opportunity to also come along and partner with you and be involved in what the chamber does as well. And so we could not do it without your support, frankly.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that. And I'm really excited that we were able to talk and you were able to really tell more in depth that anybody can come to you guys and be able to continue their education.
Absolutely.
No matter where they are, no matter what walk of life, that they have opportunities for growth and development.
Yes. Yes.
And I want to
thank you so
much for joining us, for being here. And guys, if you have any questions about that or what your next steps look like, definitely reach out to Mr. Daniel and he can help you get that started. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat. If you haven't done so, please go like and subscribe so that you don't miss a single thing. And we can't wait to see you next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Staying ahead in a world driven by technology is key. At Wisdom Integrators, we simplify tech solutions for your business. We specialize in customizing audio, video, and IT services tailored to your needs. At Wisdom Integrators, we don't just solve problems, we create opportunities. Wisdom Integrators, connecting your world, solving your problems. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.